baby. No, so that's going to be a weird part of the editing thing. I don't really know how editing works, so I just kind of splice things together.
Trial by fire.
And that's why I threw that baby in there, because Adam Cole will be at NXT TakeOver 3. But at this point, it really is time that we got to start wrapping things up. We had a really good night here. Diesel, you got any final thoughts for us?
Yeah, we kind of ran over a little bit. We were going to talk about the WCPW World Cup.
Oh, I'm very excited. We're about to watch the U.S. qualifiers right now.
I'm very excited, too. Since being from the U.S., this is the one I've been looking forward to the most.
It wasn't the one I was looking forward to the most, but yeah, it's awesome. But we're still not there, so whatever.
Well, this one has my boy Jay Lethal, and you know how much I like him. And I am predicting him to advance to the round of 16 along with Ricochet.
If Jay Lethal and Ricochet don't advance to the finals of the U.S. bracket, I don't know what's happening in the world.
It will be crazy, and I'll probably burn down your Zeus's Lair.
Please don't burn down Zeus's Lair. But next week, we will definitely be talking about the World Cup and final, because we will have both the finals, or the WCPW World Cup. Let me get that straight right now. WCPW.
What culture? Pro wrestling.
One of the best promotions that is just a little tiny thing. Me and Diesel have been watching it since its inception.
Just a little over a year. A
little over a year. We've been here the whole time. Love every second of it, even when the personalities of WCPW were just the What Culture guys. And they really did, you know, fuel the, you know, fire of that promotion.
Well, yeah, honestly, that's probably what drew a lot of people in. But it's opened up my eyes to a whole new world of wrestling. I didn't know much about British wrestling until WCPW came around, and I am in love with British wrestling. It's UK wrestling.
You didn't know who Marty Scurll was until WCPW. I mean, I told you who he was, but the first time you saw Marty Scurll was in WCPW, wasn't it?
Yeah, the first match I ever saw with Marty Scurll was actually against Will Ospreay in WCW.
Oh, and that was a phenomenal match.
And Will Ospreay is kind of the same story. I knew who he was because of the Super Juniors win and against Ricochet. So I knew the name, but I didn't really know Will Ospreay until WCPW. And so that's how I got to know Will Ospreay, and he's one of the best in the world.
What culture wrestling has been really an eye-opener for a lot of people, I think people have to admit. And once again, another person that has no idea who we are that we're just sponsoring because we really enjoy them. And they have done so many great things with so many great cards. They had Will Ospreay versus so many people. He's their tag team champion still, isn't he?
Yep, it's for right now, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if, Scotty Wainwright got injured, so I don't know what their plans are.
Oh, yeah. We didn't get to actually see that match. I heard some dark things about that with War Machine.
Yeah, so it was probably a good thing that they didn't show it. But, yeah, there's been... I mean, Kurt Angle wrestled 3 matches in the...
One of your favorite wrestlers is from WCPW, and it's Joe Hendry.
Yes, the former local hero, now the prestigious one.
The prestigious one is awesome. I love the Prestige. Cannot wait. I did order a Prestige shirt. I'll tell you right now. I apologize for that little burp. But I have ordered it. I'm waiting for it. It's coming from the UK, so it takes a little time.
Honestly, I also don't know what I'd do without Martin Kirby.
Kirby, glow sticks, baby.
I didn't know how to feel about him at first, but then...
It's so weird. WCPW, he was a heel. He was the one who wore the dress against El Ligero.
Yeah, that was kind of a weird feud. That's kind of why I didn't know how to feel about him. But once they moved away from that, and he had his winning streak, and then him and Pacitti, when Pacitti was the GM trying to get the title match, and he was handcuffed himself to the ring and had a microphone and was doing commentary for some of the funniest thing ever. Kirby-oki, great stuff.
I told you right away that Martin Kirby was phenomenal. Even when during those dress segments, I go, Martin Kirby is way better than this. And I'm going to tell you right now, he's going to be a star.
The Zoidberg elbow. Come on. That's awesome.
He finally hit it to win the title.
I love it. The Sable bomb.
I'm really good at doing that. So I like to do it.
It's just great. And I am excited to watch this qualifier tonight. And tomorrow night, they release the rest of the world qualifier. So we get a doubleheader this weekend. I'm very excited. I'm excited to see the final bracket. And I don't know. You got anything to say about it?
We will definitely maybe not next week, but the minute that bracket is released, we will be doing a bracket show and going through the World Cup for them. But we have to roll and end this tonight. Oh, I forgot. Yeah, Diesel, give us our Twitter.
Well, our show Twitter is View From Top Rope. View From, is that it?
Yeah, just View From Top Rope. That's our Twitter.
View From Top Rope. And my Twitter, if you want to get a hold of me, give me some suggestions how we can improve or ask me any questions, is at Diesel_VFTR.
And we are definitely always available on SoundCloud. They made me a little angry for a little bit, but they came back. They have done some great things. I want to promote SoundCloud. They made me feel much better about everything. We were very upset for a moment, but they got everything fixed. They didn't find our lost episodes yet, but maybe they will. But SoundCloud, check us out on SoundCloud. And for my partner, Diesel, I have been Chad, and we thank you for climbing high with us. And we hope you enjoyed our View From the Top Rope.